From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Beatrice Costa-Lima. Columbia City officials gathered opinions on possible taxes for short-term rentals at a public meeting yesterday. The city is deciding whether the 5% tax on hotels should also apply to short-term rentals such as Airbnb. Meeting attendee Tootie Burns would like to see more regulations based on short-term rentals in single-family neighborhoods.
Just so that everybody's operating on the same page, that I can go to my city code and know what's allowed, and if I have a complaint or something, I can go to my Office of Neighborhood Services and say, this is an issue for me, how can we work this out?
The Convention and Visitors Bureau plans on combining previous survey results and comments from the meeting to present to City Council for feedback and discussion. The next meeting will be Thursday at 6 p.m. in the Walton Building on Providence Road. Missouri House members passed a bill yesterday to cut income tax rates. The House voted 91-61 to send the bill to the Senate. The measure lowers rates for businesses to 6.25% and to 5.9% for most Missourians. It also includes an earned income tax credit for low-income workers. Additionally, it would eliminate a tax credit for low-income senior renters, increase vehicle fees, and change how some multi-state corporations can calculate their taxable income. Another major setback for Governor Eric Greitens as he fights to hold on to his job. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
Both House Speaker Todd Richardson and Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richards say it's time for Greitens to step down. In a written statement Tuesday, Richardson cited Attorney General Josh Hawley's report that alleges Greitens illegally used a list of donors from a charity he founded to raise money for his gubernatorial campaign. Greitens also faces an invasion of privacy trial next month for allegedly taking a semi-nude photo of a woman he had an affair with before he was governor. Senator Richard went a step further, saying he wants the legislature to immediately begin impeachment proceedings. Greitens issued a response on Twitter, saying he will not resign, and predicting that he'll be found innocent during next month's trial. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Taxes can be taxing for computers, too. And because of a computer problem that began early on tax day, the IRS is providing everyone an extra day to file their taxes. And people have taken advantage of that. According to the IRS, 14 million people filed their taxes since the processing system reopened yesterday around 5 p.m. Jonathan Sessions is the owner of Gravity, an Apple-authorized service provider. He says processing data like tax returns takes up more space on a website server.
The easy part is hosting the website. You know, putting a photo on the internet on a single page, that doesn't take a lot of processing power. It's those background processes that use up a computer, a server's processing power, and can cause it to go down or crash.
If you're still one of the millions of Americans who hasn't paid their taxes, you still have a few more hours to file. The deadline is midnight tonight. Mid-April to early May is the only time you can hunt for morels in mid-Missouri. You can find these safe-to-eat mushrooms with a distinct shape all across the state. The fungi have attracted people who search for them every year because of their flavor and resale value. Ron Cook is the founder of the Missouri Morel Hunting Facebook page, which has over 80,000 followers.
Everybody loves to be able to get on there and, look at the photos and basically show off what they've found and just have a place to kind of congregate and talk about, something they enjoy and have a passion with.
There are poisonous mushrooms that look similar to morels, so double-check before eating. More information can be found on the Missouri Department of Conservation website. Beatrice Costa-Lima, KBIA News, Columbia.